Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Celebrities often face financial challenges that require assistance of a financial advisor. By avoiding these common mistakes, folks can learn how to better manage their own wealth and ensure long-term financial stability. Coming up in this week's show, we'll cover a few cautionary tales from Hollywood, lessons learned, and what not to do with your money. Stand by.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman is here. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, an investment advisor representative. You have a specialty in federal employee retirement, and you also have a specialty in Social Security claiming strategies, and you are a military veteran, and you wrote a book called Strategies for a Worry-Free Retirement, coming out later this year, right?
That's it. I guess that's a pretty good intro. Sums it up pretty well, Steve.
Well, I like what we're going to do here. This is fun. We're sort of changing things up sometimes. And just to sort of, because, you know, I mean, we all know that everything is wonderful in Hollywood and celebrity and, you know, lots of money and all of that. It's never a problem, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Not so much.
Not so much. Well, here's so Steve McNair, former NFL quarterback. They call him Steve Air McNair. He played 13 seasons in the NFL. Certainly a name everyone knows if you're into football. Here's a little reminder.
And it's a touchdown for Steve McNair.
Before Donovan McNabb, before Michael McVick, there was Steve McNair. And the guy can run.
And the guy can run. He sure could. But he unfortunately, tragically killed in 2008. And he's only 38 years old, but he didn't have an estate plan. That's not good thing. Yeah. That's not a good thing when your estate is valued at, what, $19.6 million?
Yeah, pushing like $20
million. Yeah.
But a lot of times people that young, problem is, and now you're at the top of your game, you're in the NFL. It's like you're invincible, right? Nothing can happen to you.
Of course. So why would you have a will? I mean, what's the lesson here?
What's the purpose of that?
Yeah. What's our lesson? What do you take away from this? Just get an estate plan. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, the big thing here is you really need, despite the fact that you might think that you're invincible, you're not. And we don't, that's the thing is, Steve, we don't know. We're not dealing the cards here. So you don't know what's around the corner. When you've been in this business as long as I have, you see things that unfortunately you don't want to see happen to people. And it can happen at any age. So the bottom line, you want to take care of your basic legal documents, your will. And I ask people all the time, I said, in terms of your legal documents, what do you think is the most important thing? And most people say just that, their will. That's not the most important document. The most important documents actually are your powers of attorney, your financial power of attorney and your medical powers of attorney. Those are the most critical documents. Why? Because it's what happens if you're incapacitated. The will, the process of the will kind of take its course through the probate. And if you have a will, that it will help to kind of keep challenges of that probate process at bay. But what happens, let's say, if you're incapacitated and instead of dying, okay, now we got to get money out of your account to pay for medical bills that, let's say, your loved one needs. And they're calling me and they're saying, hey, you know, Steve's sick and I need to get some money and some cash from his account. I can't even talk to them, Steve.
Wow.
I cannot disperse funds, even if it's a spouse, without a power of attorney to do so. So, but yeah, having those basic documents, even if you're young in your 30s, you should have a will, basic will, stating where your assets should go, and a medical and financial power of attorney. Just straight standard documents.
And when folks sit down with you, Lance, that's one of the things that you put that plan together. You include estate planning as part of it, and you've got great relationships with some of the biggest and best estate planning attorneys in Maine.
Absolutely. We have them all over the state, and essentially just calling in and saying that you're working with us will get you a complimentary estate planning attorney consult with one of our estate planning attorney firms. If you don't have these documents, you need to give us a call to make sure that we get those in line for you.
Absolutely. Folks, if you want to get a head start, it's 833-856-1384. That's the number. And there's more celebrities with big problems. We go to one of my favorite guys, Billy Joel. I've loved this guy forever. I was fortunate enough to see the original Piano Man tour in Frankfurt, Germany. That goes back a couple days.
Germany?
Yes.
Whoa.
And at that time, it was called West Germany. So that's how old I am and how long ago it was. But anyway, but we all know Billy Joel. You know the song here.
You can pay on the sound with the overtime. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, because I'm moving out.
Well, Billy Joel's problems started early in his career when he decided it would be a good idea to let his brother-in-law handle all of his finances. Now, Lance, you and I both know that doesn't sound good from the get-go.
No, absolutely. It's one of the things that you absolutely 100% want to avoid, is having any friend or family member manage your portfolio in any way, shape, or form. Period. The end. I had a client, actually radio caller that became client, that had a sister-in-law managing a portfolio from a brokerage firm. And I went out there and did basic analysis with him. And at the end of that, he disclosed to me that his sister-in-law was managing his portfolio. Uh-huh. And I said, well, that's never a good idea, number one. But I said, I will do the analysis on your portfolio and I'll come back and I'll show you what the findings are, because we do a deep dive into the portfolio and assess what the portfolio has for risk, for fees, and how well it's performed over time. And I said, here's what I can tell you most likely, because I know the firm, that it's going to come back and it's not going to be positive. I'm just going to tell you right now, because I've done a million of these. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not going to be that great. So, knowing that ahead of time, here's what I'm going to ask you. You don't have to answer right now, but I'm going to ask you this question and you're going to need to answer it. If I come back and it's a disaster or a mess and needs a lot of help, are you going to be able to have that conversation with your sister-in-law and say, this isn't working out and I need to do something different with my portfolio? Are you going to be able to have that conversation? Because if the answer to that is no, then there's no point in us continuing this discussion, is there? And he said, no, absolutely there isn't. And he said, here's the thing. This is what I will tell you definitively. If you come back and we review the findings and it is a total mess, I will absolutely have that conversation with her and I'll tell her that I'm moving. Despite the repercussions of what that might mean for me with my wife.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, it's a tricky situation, isn't it?
It is. It's a mess.
Well,
was a mess. Yeah. And now he's a client. So,
well, and now that mess is cleaned up. Thank goodness.
Exactly. Right.
And I mean, you know, in the case of Billy Joel, he ended up losing about $30 million and his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not only his brother.
It's not chump change, and it's just a mess. That's the problem that we get into when we start dealing with family ties and friends or relatives. It's just, you need to stay away from that and be objective as you possibly can be with your finances. You don't want to add an emotional cling or somehow attachment to making decision about your finances, because it always ends badly for you.
It sure does. Well, I'll tell you what, Lance, we have run up against the clock here. And
what?
Yes, already. So what we need to do is take a quick break. Let's go ahead and invite folks to call and we will be right back.
All right. Sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is. That's why we give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances at no cost, no obligation. Hey, find out how much risk you're taking, just what we've been talking about here. Are there any red flags that could be a potential problem for you? Is one of your in-laws managing your finances? Again, these are things to look out for. Do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? And if you don't, let Lance take a deep dive and find out for you. What about potential tax liabilities? That's always a problem. And of course, lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. Take advantage of this complimentary review by calling us at 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. We are going to take a quick break, but we're coming right back. We've got a whole lot more to talk about here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
We are going to continue our discussion with celebrities and money issues and how we can solve yours.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Welcome back. This is Financial Safari. Lance Gilman is here. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Lance, of course, is an investment advisor representative at Northern Alliance Financial. You can visit the website to learn more, and that is nafinancialadvisors.com. nafinancialadvisors.com. Check out the website. And let's see, strategies for a worry-free retirement. Lance, I'm looking forward to the book.
Yes, actually. So in final drafts here right now, and looking for publication probably later this fall.
Okay.
But certainly by the end of the year.
All right. Fair enough.
Yep.
I know that's a lengthy process and one that is not without frustration, I'm sure.
No, absolutely. But it has been quite an arduous process, but at the same time, very rewarding, Steve.
Oh, good, good. So is it going to be strategies for a worry-free retirement? Sounds like just the stuff we talk about every week.
Pretty much. It actually starts out, believe it or not, on the front lines of the battlefield in Desert Storm. And that's the prologue to the book, where you're actually there with the engineers that I was assigned to on the battle, and you're on the front lines. And we were actually attached to the 1st Armored Division. Our mission was to take out the obstacles in the battlefield to allow the combat divisions then to breach those lanes and then to go on to the attack and mission success. And so that's where you're brought right in. Basically, that's how the book begins.
Cool.
And you're brought into the battlefield. And then what we do is we transition from there into, now I'm a financial advisor and looking at the obstacles that we all face relative to retirement. A lot of these things, which we talk about every week.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we now take those obstacles out to get you to a worry-free retirement?
Wow, that sounds like a pretty interesting story. And so often, I mean, fun. What I'm saying is oftentimes when with a financial book, there is no story. It's just all these cold, hard facts laid out. You've made a story out of it. You've made a novel, kind of.
Yeah, it is kind of a biography weaved into the different points that we talk about every day in the office with clients trying to mitigate those those threats that are out there for all of us and then have a successful retirement. One of the interesting things that we just modified today actually was the cover of the book, which had many of these things like budget and long-term care and risk management, Social Security, Medicare, all estate planning, legal, all that stuff that we talk about in like a wheel format. And on the very top of the wheel, we're actually going to place like a bronze figure illustration of the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima. So it's actually showing the conquering of these threats.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, kind of cool.
I'm looking forward to that. We'll have a big party, right? We'll have an author party kind of thing. All right, cool.
Sounds good.
We'll look forward to that. Well, let's jump back into some of these financial issues. This one, James Gandolfini, of course, mostly known for the HBO series The Sopranos. Well, we all know that song. And he died at just 51 years old. And 3 months after his death, in Gandolfini's last will and testament, estimated to be about $70 million. It was divided among his spouse, sisters, and while Gandolfini may have been a mob boss on TV, only 20% of his estate went to his wife, who had an unlimited deduction as his spouse, sadly. This exposed 80% of his $70 million estate. Holy cow, that's a tragedy. And what's the lesson learned here?
Well, the big lesson learned with that, of course, is especially if these are accounts, managed accounts, you need to make sure that you have a named beneficiary. And if you have a spouse, you want to make sure that the spouse is named. In this case, it could have avoided 80% of his entire portfolio being taxed at the highest levels of taxation rates, you know, in excess of like 35% going to the government. So you want to avoid that with all costs. And the way that you do that is to make sure that your beneficiaries are named accordingly. And actually that process bypasses the whole probate and estate process. Why? Because it's whatever that particular account has named as a beneficiary, that's where those funds are going to go. It doesn't even have to be probated. It doesn't have to go through the legal process.
Okay. So at least he's partially right here.
Well, partially, 20%, but 80% wrong.
70% wrong, I guess so. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he died at 51. That's pretty young.
Yeah, that's super young.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we just don't know, right? And these cases happen all the time.
That's right.
I mean, there was a case, like very, very similar case, not too long ago, like 2016. Prince passed away.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
You know, $156 million estate, no legal planning, zero. It took him, and here's the crazy thing. He had monies in multiple states, multiple countries. It took them 6 years, Steve, to actually get through that process.
Wow.
6 years.
Yeah. Well, and, so, you know, crazy. And now, Paisley Park is now a tourist site.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It is.
Exactly. I mean, the guy was a phenomenon. I mean, just a genius.
Oh, musician. Oh, no question. Again, no question.
But then again, had no legal planning. So, I mean, you just don't know what's around the corner. It's not something you mess around. Legal planning, Steve, is very simple. Most estate planning attorneys can do standard documents, legal documents, wills, powers of attorney for literally pennies on the dollar, like hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. If you start getting into more complicated things like special needs trusts or things like that, those are more complicated documents and maybe depending on the value of the portfolio, that's something that we might want to look at. However, for just standard planning purposes, those standard wills, powers of attorney are not very much money in the long run. And think about the headaches and heartaches that you're saving your loved ones when you have them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. All right. Well, on we go to Wesley Snipes. We'll talk about that.
Oh, my God. Look at this. It's $1,000. Oh, wait a minute. It could be more. Just hold on a second. What do we have here? 12, 13, 14, 15, honey.
Is that your rent money?
White Man Can't mm-hmm. Jump. That's the movie. Wesley Snipes. I mean, a funny, funny guy, no question.
Oh yeah,
but he got involved in a Ponzi scheme, and he kind of just got taken advantage of, I guess. Kenneth Starr. Taken to the cleaners, exactly. So what happened here? I mean, he ended up being in trouble with the IRS and not filing taxes. I mean, that is never a good idea.
No, exactly. And it goes back to just kind of basic common sense. But also, it's very important to have a credible fiduciary financial advisor. I've had clients call me about stuff week to week and just say, I got this information from X, and what do you think? And at least they've got a sounding board, that someone they can trust to say, does that actually make sense? Mm-hmm. Because here's the golden rule when it comes to finance and pretty much everything in life, but financial matters, especially if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yep.
Too good to be true.
Probably.
And stand clear of it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, like you said, it's common sense, but these are the kinds of things where I can see where maybe an advisor that's leading you astray, it's important to have that second opinion, isn't it?
Well, it's also important that you're asking the questions. If this person is an advisor, what kind of an advisor are there? There's all kinds of advisors out there. There might be an advisor for life insurance or just a sole annuity policies, things like that. There are broker advisors, and then there are fiduciary advisors. So the first question you want to say is, are you a fiduciary financial advisor? That's your first question.
Okay.
And if the answer to that question is no, then you want to put a little bit of a question mark there, because that means that they don't necessarily have to do what's in your best interest, because a fiduciary financial advisor has a legal and ethical responsibility to do what's in your best interest. Whereas some other advisors that are out there are many different types, do not have that same requirement.
Sure. Important. I do a series of little snippets called Brokers Behaving Badly. And there's a bunch of them. I just finished one about a guy who he got in a lot of trouble for selling annuities, basically, I forget the churning them, right?
And, like variable annuities.
Well, but I mean, he was going with the fixed index annuities and all of that. But my point is, he didn't bother to tell the clients that there was a commission involved, and which there is in most annuities, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But he failed to disclose that to his clients, because he said, "Well, yeah, but you see, I'm an investment advisor. So, you know,
right.
I'm just, you know, it's just the commission, or it's not the commission." Anyway, long story short, he's facing 20 years.
Wow.
Folks for $9 million.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately there's some bad apples out there, and you just got to be careful. So that first question, asking if they're a fiduciary financial advisor. Some advisors out there aren't even actually licensed as financial advisors. They're advisors, but they're advising you on whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. And some of that language gets muddled a little bit. And then, for instance, if you hear from your friends and they say, "Oh yeah, go talk to Franco or whatever," they seem smart, they seem very confident, they're very personable, but they don't necessarily have to do what's in your best interest. So that's where you have to ask that question. Are you a fiduciary financial advisor?
Yeah.
And just, you always have to kind of be looking out for your best interest and find people that are looking out for your best interests.
833-856-1384. Again, Northern Alliance Financial is always looking out in your best interest, because they are a fiduciary firm. And on that note, we do need to take a break. Lance, let's go ahead and invite folks to call.
Sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That that review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are now, but more importantly, you'll find it becomes a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
We're going to continue on with our lessons learned from celebrities and what not to do. Stay tuned.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman's here. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. You've been helping folks for a good long while and really have sort of shepherded the change, the transition from Frisbee and Associates to what is now really a pretty big organization, Northern Alliance Financial.
Yeah, and actually we've brought on a number of support staff. We've got 10 locations now throughout the state of Maine, so covering a broader reach. We do 6 to 8 seminars every week and in throughout the state. And so if you're interested to find out where a seminar, a retirement planning, or an asset preservation workshop might be near you, you want to call into our number and someone will reach out to you and get those locations and dates for you. And we have our radio program, lots of faithful listeners on our radio shows, as well as our TV broadcasts.
Sure. 833-856-1384. There's the number, folks. Well, let's continue. Let's jump back in. And I think everybody's going to remember this one.
I can't afford a taxi.
Get a job.
Arnold, that's the whole idea in the first place. Willis needs a job.
You get the picture? I'm unemployed.
Then why don't you collect unemployment insurance?
Arnold, to collect unemployment, you gotta not be working at what you're working at before you stop working.
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? We all know that line, don't we?
Yeah, right.
He ended up in a real awkward situation with his parents. In fact, he sued his business advisor and parents for misappropriating $1.3 million. But he declared bankruptcy within a year. He got divorced. He never amended his handwritten will. And upon his sudden passing in 2010, his ex was entitled to all the assets and nothing anybody could do. That is a serious problem.
Yeah. And unfortunately, if that's all they had was an actual handwritten will and there was nothing else to substantiate anything different, then she had full entitlement to those assets, even though they were divorced.
Right. But that's a situation where you could, I mean, you've talked about that before, that you've actually run into situations like that.
Oh, yeah. We see it, unfortunately, far too many times. And actually, we've caught many of them, too.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking.
Right. As we're reviewing things with prospects that ultimately became clients, what we have found in one particular case, and this actually made the book. So one particular employee from the federal employee system came in, and a lot of times, especially for whatever reason, medical professionals kind of move around a lot, especially in their early careers. And so she had stuff all over the place, like basically 16, 18, 19 different accounts and all different chassis, all kinds of different risk, all crazy stuff. And so we had to get all that kind of consolidated. But the other thing that was really interesting in this particular case is she had the FEGLI, the Federal Employee Group Life Insurance Policy, called FEGLI for short. And she had four times her base salary. And she was a nurse practitioner. So that's quite a bit of money as a doctor. And so I said, well, we want to review that policy because number one, you're not carrying any debt. So why do you have that much life insurance? She said, well, I probably don't need that much life insurance. I said, probably not. And then when we dug in further, guess who was the primary beneficiary of that policy should she have passed?
Her ex-husband?
Correct.
Wow.
So she's like, what? So again, it's just one of those things that you want to make sure that you're checking or having your advisor check to make sure that you're covered with these things, because we don't want these surprises to be one of these stories that ends up kind of on our radio show.
Right. Exactly right.
Like Gary Coleman
or Kevin Bacon. We're going to talk about Kevin Bacon. This is a good story.
Thank you, sir.
Of course. But Kevin Bacon and his wife, Kara Sedgwick, fell victim to Bernie Madoff. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean,
I can't even believe that. I didn't even think he was that old.
Well, I mean, again, let's see, lost millions, estimated $30 million for what Bernie Madoff took. And they sentenced Madoff to 150 years in prison. Well, he never made it out because he's dead now. And I don't think anybody really cares.
Yeah, right.
And this goes back to one of the things you were saying before, and what Kevin Bacon said. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. But Madoff was he and some of the people he surrounded himself with were very, for lack of a better word, charming. I mean, they just made these situations, made these scenes sound so real. And so, yes.
Well, right. And so the other thing is, in many of these situations that you kind of read about, what they'll do is they'll cash flow things. So there's always kind of like this cash flow that they're operating on. And so there's always like new monies coming in. And what they do is then they say, okay, so here's this money that's just come in. And now you've gained, even though you really haven't, 20% on your portfolio in the past 6 months. And so then you're looking at it and let's say the markets did whatever, 8%. In that same time frame, well, you did 2.5 times what the market did in 6 months. And so that entices you to do what? Give them more money.
Right.
And so that's what happens. And there's this whole game and they're just moving money around. It's like, you know, it's a game of shells.
Well, sure. The whole Ponzi scheme.
People just buy into it because they see, they get this statement and it's not even real. I mean, these people are basically fabricating these statements oftentimes with the client's names on them and showing, wow, they gained 30% in a month and a half. And it's like, what? It's crazy. And guess what? If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Probably is.
Was Bernie Madoff a fiduciary financial advisor? No.
No.
So there you go.
There you go. And again, I mean, obviously he built a reputation over his career and was respected up to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you know, every lie has to have some semblance of truth for it to be believable. But again, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Probably is. Just remember that, folks. 833-856-1384 is the number. And let's see. On our list, we now have MC Hammer.
Hammer time.
It is Hammer time.
Hammer time.
And again, here's a guy, you know, incredibly talented, has a, you know, a lot of stuff going on. So I like that. 20 luxury cars, 21 racehorses, a private jet and a helicopter, $30 million on home renovations, including gold toilets, gold-plated front gates with the words Hammer Time to greet guests, 200 people under his employ, costing him $500,000 to $1 million a month. Well, it didn't take but just a couple of years, and he's broke.
Yeah. Figure.
So right? What do we do with this? I mean, I think we've talked about this before, that if you know, someone maybe is just suddenly looking at a pile of money that they've never had before, that can be a little menacing. That can be trouble for folks.
For sure, especially if they've just come into it. for whatever reason. So if you inherit a boatload of money and you're not really used to having that kind of money, and or for whatever reason your career takes off, and like some of these celebrities, and they don't have the discipline to understand what cash flow means.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is all about the cash flow. It's not about how much money you have. It's how much money you have relative to how much money you spend.
Yeah.
It's very simple equations.
Oh,
very
it's
simple
math.
Yeah. Very simple math. And the math doesn't lie. When you're spending roughly $500 to $1 million a month on extravagance and personnel, it doesn't take a whole heck of a lot of time to be broke.
Right.
And that's what happened here. So the lesson in this is we need to understand basic budgeting principles, cash flow. Look at your inflows, look at your outflows. As long as your outflows are less than your inflows, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be above water. But once those outflows are greater than your inflows, well, guess what? You are starting to drown. You've got 4 minutes without air and you're done.
Yeah.
So we definitely want a look at your budget. And if you have never done any kind of budget planning before, it's okay. We have people that come into the office all the time that really don't even know where to begin. We will help you with this process.
Sure.
We have handouts, we have spreadsheets that we can work through this with you and figure out what your budget looks like, both now and projected for retirement.
Right. And then you're not going to have to file for bankruptcy, we hope. And I love this. MC Hammer went from being on top of the world to living in the left leg of his legendary hammer pants.
Yeah, there you go. The left leg of them.
Well, that's about all he had left, right?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Lance, we're out of time.
Again?
Again. Yes. This goes really fast.
We just have too much fun, Steve.
I think so, too. Let's let's take a quick break. One more break, and then we'll come back and tackle some other stuff here. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, it's why we're offering you this opportunity to review your individual circumstances at no cost, no obligation. You can find out just how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be a potential problem for you in the future. Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? I know a lot of you are wondering, and let Lance and the team take that deep dive and find out for you. Potential tax liabilities? Well, that's always a possibility. Of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing that so important Social Security benefit. Take advantage of this complimentary review by calling right now, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We need to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll jump into some listener questioners. We'll be right back.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
On Financial Safari, I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman's here. We're having a great show today. We're talking
a
lot of celebrity money problems, and you know, you've related those to you know, your own experience, because although most of us don't have the multi-millions of dollars, you know, the folks that we've been talking about, you know, even if we're $300,000 or $500,000, we need to take care of that.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what you have. It's what you have. It's what you saved. And you want to protect those assets as much as you possibly can, because the greatest fear for someone that's just on the fringe of their retirement or who has just stepped into their retirement is running out of money. And the way that we prevent that as much as we possibly can is through proper budgeting and cash flow analytics to make sure that whatever it is that you've got for those dollars, they last as long as you do.
Sure. You were talking about the seminars that you guys do every week. And is there a list on the website as well?
Yes. If you go to the website, then at nafinancialadvisors.com, you can kind of dig around. There's all kinds of resources on there. There's the budgeting resources. Our TV shows are on there. Our radio programs are on there, podcasts. And so you can kind of like work through that, but you'll also be able to navigate around and get the contact information for the headquarters to find out where the closest one would be to you, the date, and you can actually sign right up when you call.
All right. And it is important to sign up ahead of time just so that you can have the right materials for them.
Yeah, and absolutely. The other thing is that many times there are limits to the amount of attendees that we can have due to fire codes or if we're serving some kind of, we actually have done some dinner seminars this year, which have gone over quite well.
Okay.
So you definitely want to sign up sooner versus later, just to make sure that you get a seat.
Sure. All right.
You have to put people on waiting lists sometimes.
Wow. Well, I know with your seminars, Lance, you have been certainly involved from the beginning and have revised and refined and you know, your feedback on these things is pretty amazing as far as, you know, a seminar on finance goes. I mean, you make them interesting, you make them fun, kind of like the radio show.
Yeah, exactly. We want to have fun. And unfortunately, many of these topics can be pretty dry.
Yeah, of course.
And you just got to make them real. And the real thing that I feel that makes these topics real is when you can bring in actual cases of things that you've worked through with your clients. And so I bring those into the radio and I bring them into the seminars as well. And then people can relate to those things. They're like,
oh, absolutely.
That's my situation right there.
Yeah, I love case studies. And again, they're just so great to hear. And because more often than not, they're success. and you like to hear how that happens. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump into some questions here, Lance. Jane's up first. Jane says, so what is the current 4% rule in your field now? And can I develop a better understanding of the new rule of thumb folks are using to take those withdrawal? It's kind of a convoluted question, but so is the 4% rule still valid, I think is what she's asking.
Yeah. So basically this 4% rule was kind of designed to say, well, if you had X amount of dollars in your portfolio and you take 4% out of that per year annually, then it should not, with the gains, with the ups and the downs of the market, it shouldn't really affect the principal much. And you're only actually taking interest out. That's the whole idea of the 4%
rule. Okay, sure, sure.
So it's something that we really have to kind of look at, because when you look at averages over time, many are saying now that 4% rule is closer to maybe like 3% or 2.5%, especially when you start talking about inflation and other things kind of eating into the value of a portfolio. So this is something that really is a guideline, but it's not a hard and fast rule. So what we would want to look at, Jane, is what are your income needs right now, and how do we best basically serve those income needs, and looking at that cash flow for you, because there are instruments that can get us 4% or higher, even with guaranteed rates of return. Mm-hmm. And so we might have a mix in your particular case of assets that are in the market and assets that are fixed and out of the market to get us a 4.5% margin there, what we could rely on.
Okay.
But we'll base that on the need. And once we figure out what the budget need is, then we know how much we have to structure in terms of performance, where you would only be taking interest out of your portfolio and not eating into the principal.
All right. I mean, that's the goal, obviously.
Right.
833-856-1384. Jane, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Robert has a question. Robert says, I understand the limitations of seeking financial advice from friends and family. Yes, we just talked about
talking
that.
About this earlier.
Yeah. I have also had negative experiences with financial advisors I've worked with in the past. Well, you clearly have not worked with the team at Northern Alliance Financial, Robert.
Well, here's the thing is the most important question that we talked about earlier is you want to make sure that whoever you're dealing with for an advisor is actually a financial advisor and they're a financial fiduciary advisor. Because they're again, based on our discussions earlier in the show, there are many different people that call themselves advisors. And some of them don't really have to do what's in your best interest. And so the first question is, are you a fiduciary financial advisor? If they're not, then you want to keep seeking. Because only about 1 out of 9 financial professionals are fiduciary financial advisors.
Wow.
That means 8 out of 9 are not.
Are not. Right.
Are not. So keep looking because they're out, you know, they're out there, obviously. The other thing is that we talked about earlier is to try to steer clear of friends and family being any part of your portfolio management because you don't want to attach yourself emotionally to your portfolio. You need to be making objective decisions on what's best for you. And when you have friends and family members, that's going to get in the way. Like even if you know your portfolio is just tanking and taking a bath, you feel bad because you don't want to go anywhere else because if you do, it might compromise that friendship or that relationship with your in-laws or whatever the case may be. So eliminate it. Get rid of it. It's not never a good situation.
It's hard to break up with an advisor, right? It's like a breakup
in school.
Especially
if they're your friend.
Yes,
of course. Or your in-law.
Or your in-law, yeah. Case of Billy Joel, yeah.
So don't even go there.
Don't even. Robert, just call us. 833-856-1384. I know you'll have a great experience if you call us. Let's see. Marge has a question. What are some ways to minimize tax liability? Well, hello. Have you got a day?
Yeah.
I mean, guys have some great strategies for taxes.
Yeah. And the situation is going to be where, I mean, we don't have a lot of data here in terms of where you are in your financial phase here, whether it's accumulation, preservation, or distribution stage, Marge. But the earlier we start the planning process, the more robust that plan is going to be, obviously. We look, the sweet spot is like 3 to 5 years away from retirement. So if that's you, give us a call and we'll help you with that planning process. If we're on the other side of that and we have more than 5 years time frame, again, the more robust that plan is going to be. And we can look at Roth planning and Roth conversions and things like that.
Okay.
Also, you can ask your employer, for instance, if you've got a 401k or an employer-sponsored plan, do they offer a Roth component in there? So money in going into that Roth, for instance, would be post-tax, but you never pay taxes on those gains ever again. And they're inherited tax-free as well, as opposed to funds that you have in pre-tax qualified plans that are not Roth. Now, when you take that money out, then you're going to have to be taxed on that. And most likely taxes in the future are going to be much higher than they are right now.
Sure.
So yeah, there are ways that we can strategize with the margin. The key would be let's get that discussion going sooner versus later.
True. All right. Hector has a question for you. Do you pay a higher amount in taxes on a post-tax Roth IRA or a pre-tax 401k? My understanding is that with a 401k, you'd need to pay taxes on a much higher total given the compounding interest over time versus the much smaller amount in a Roth IRA.
Yeah, I don't know really where you were going with that, Hector. I'm not really completely understanding what you mean by that, but essentially, I think what he's saying is I got a boatload of money right now in my pre-tax 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of money there and there's only a little bit of money in my Roth IRA. And so you've already paid taxes on the money going into your Roth IRA. So those taxes are paid. Right now, with the passage of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2016, 5 out of the 7 marginal tax rates were lowered. So right now we are experiencing the lowest marginal tax rates probably that we've seen in decades, and probably lowest that we will ever see for the rest of our lives. So the answer to the question is, you're absolutely right, even though the wording was a little awkward, Hector. Taxes on that 401k are going to be higher. Wow. There's no question they're going to be higher, because most likely, even at the sunsetting of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which is going to be in December of 2025, we're going to revert to those older, higher tax brackets. So we know, even if they don't change the tax laws before then, which they could, that we're going to revert to the higher tax rates in a few more years.
Yeah.
So taxes in the future are going to be higher than they are now. So bottom line is, get as much into that post-tax Roth as you possibly can.
All right.
Or
that makes sense.
Take some of the money that's currently in the pre-tax qualified 401k and let's convert that deliberately and systematically over time, and thereby diminishing that bucket, which is going to be taxed at a higher rate, and dumping it into the Roth, paying taxes now.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. 833-856-1384. Give us a call, Hector. We would love to hear from you. And Lance, we need to hear one more time just to get folks to call. It is up against the clock time.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review just described, but you are also going to have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Lance, as always, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and the shows go by so quickly. We have fun and great information.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. It's always a pleasure.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate that as well, and we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.